Erev Shabbos, Pashat Duchukai, Say Tov Shin Samach Ches. Today's Erev Shabbos, Pashat Duchukai, Say, and is as well Lag Ba'omer, which is brought in this forum as the yard site of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Some say is also the day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was born, but there's a lot of connections between Lag Ba'omer and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Hence the pilgrimage to Meron by many tens of thousands of Yidden to daven by the kever of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And for those of us that can't make it to the actual kever to draw what we can from the kedusha of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, so other tzaddikim have suggested that we learn Torah of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's just as good, just as well, that we are engaging in Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and his kedusha. The famous Gemara, and not coincidental that it's on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis in Shabbos, is the story with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he's talking with Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, and they're discussing whether what the Romans did in terms of making marketplaces and building roads, etc., is that something that we owe a debt of gratitude to them or not? Reb Yehuda felt we did. They did these wonderful things for us, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai felt that we don't. They did it for their own pleasures. They did it for their own motives. And we don't, therefore, owe a debt of gratitude to them. When the Romans found out, they put a death warrant on Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And for that, he had to run away. And he ran away, as we know the story, with his son, Reb Elazar, into the cave. And he remained in this cave for 12 years. After 12 years, the Gemara says, Osa Eliyahu v'kom ha'pischa d'ma'arta. Eliyahu came to the door of the cave. We're told this was not the first time that he came. He frequented the cave to learn Torah with them, but here he came just to the doorway in Omar, and he sort of announced, Man loyde l'bar yoychai d'mis kesar u'botel gzerta. Who's going to tell Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that the emperor of Rome has died and there's no more gzera? He has nothing to fear for his life. Nafku, so they exited from the cave, Chazu Inshi, and the first thing that they saw were people, the Kokarvi Vizari. They saw people that were plowing and planting. Omar, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Manichin Chaye Oilam Va'oiskim B'chaye Shah. That's what these people are doing. They're putting aside something that can give them eternal life, and they're involving themselves in B'chaye Shah, in something that's temporary. So, Komokim Shneisen and Einehen Miad Nisrif. Wherever Reb Shimon or his son Reb Elazar would look, it would turn into fire. Some say that's the part of the reason of the minig that we make bonfires on Lag Ba'omer. It's the day of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and see, he caused fire to be. Yotzes Abaskol V'Omra Lahem. A basko comes out from heaven. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not happy at what was going on. He says, "Lahakrave lomi yotzasem. You came out of this cave to destroy my world. Chizru lema'artachem. Go back to your cave." Hadir Azul. They went back in, and they see with Tracy Archishata, and they sat for 12 months. Omri. At that point, they said, "Mishpat Hashem began of shnei masachaydish." The maximum amount of time that a Russia would have to serve in Gehenim is only 12 months. We figure it's time to go out. And indeed, Yotze Basko V'Omra Tzu'umi Maratchem, go out from your cave. Your time, your extra penalty, the extra punishment of being in the cave is also completed, and now you can go out. Nafku, this time they went out. Kol Heichad Avamachi Reb Elazar, Havamasi Reb Shimon. It seemed like Reb Elazar did not change in those 12 years fully, and wherever he would look, he would also put it to ruins. But at this point, Reb Shimon would heal it. Whatever he would ruin, he would build up. Whatever he would destroy, he would fix. Omar Laitur, Reb Shimon finally said, Bini, my son, Dai Lo'olam Ani Va'ata. It's enough, just me and you. What did it mean, me and you? Rashi explains, Ba'oiske Torah Ani Va'ata. For those that, as we see now, a little bit of Pshat in the Gemara, for those that we thought should have been held to the standard that we hold ourselves, of only being Isaac in Torah, says we see we can't, that was the lesson Reb Shimon Bar Yochai learned, not everybody could be at that level, and therefore it's enough for the world just to be Isaac in Torah, Aniva Ata. The Gemara then finishes off, Bahadi Pani de Mali Shabbat, it was Erev Shabbos, Chaza Husaba, they saw there was an elderly Yid, Havanoka Trey Medani Asa. He was holding two myrtle branches, Verod Ben Ashmoshes, and was running right before Shabbos. Omrulay, so they said to this man, Hani Lomaloch, what do you have these two myrtle branches for? Two flowers. Omrulay said, Lechvay Shabbos. So they asked him, V'tizgiloch Bechad? Why isn't one sufficient? One special thing for Shabbos? Says the man, Chad Kineged Zocher V'chad Kineged Shomer. That's why we have two, Zocher V'shomer. Omrulay Lebrei, Sir Shimon said to Rabbi Lozer, Chazi, look at this, kama chaviv and mitzvahs al Yisrael, and Yosef datayu. Look how beloved these mitzvahs are on the Jews, and Yosef datayu is now relieved, and he was calm. That's the Gemara over here. Many things need to be explained in this Gemara, but one that we'll try to address is the Lashon that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said when he saw people involving themselves in Parnosa, in working, in planting, in plowing. He said, Manichin Chai Olam Boisim Chai Yeshua, they're leaving something that will give them Chai Olam, eternal life, and they're involving something that will give them life only in a temporary state. If he felt there was something wrong with people involving, engaging in work, he should have said, what are they working for? What does it mean Isaac in work? What does it mean Isaac in, what is this Lashon, Manichin Chai Olam Boisim Chai Yeshua? So indeed, Rav Schlesinger pointed out, we find in a few other places in Shas where this Lashon is used. And from there we get a glimpse into understanding the difference between Chai Olam and Chai Yeshua. The Gemara in Shabbos, earlier on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, a well-known Gemara, says, Rav Chazil Rav Amnuna, the Kamarach Bitzlusay. Rav saw that Rav Amnuna was davening what we call a Langish Menestre. He was davening a very long davening, standing in Shemoneh Esrei for longer than would have been expected, at least the Rava. When he finished Shemoneh Esrei, Omar, so Rava says to Rav Amnuna, Manichin Chai Olam V'Aisgim Chai Yeshua. You're taking so much time davening, that means you're giving up time from learning. So you're putting aside Manichin Chai Olam, you're putting aside the time for learning, and you're being Aisgim instead of Chai Yeshua in Tefillah. The Gemara says that Rav Amnuna felt Zman Tefillah Lechud V'Zman Teirah Lechud. He had a time for Tefillah and a time for Teirah. But again, this Lashon is used by Rava, that's why Rava saw it, Manichin Chaye Olam V'Oiskim B'Chaye Shah. Why is Teirah called Chaye Olam? As we know, V'Chaye Olam Nata B'Seichenu, and why is Tefillah called Chaye Shah? So there's a Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayechi, going in the Pasuk over there, in Perek Nun, Pasuk Yud. But the Meshech Chochma brings a very interesting Zayar in Parshas Vayechi, which Zayar says like this, Amar Abchia, Maidich Siv, Pasuk in Yeshaya, what is meant by the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Bila Hamoves Lonetzach, that death will be swallowed up forever. There will be no more dying anymore. What is pshat in that pasuk? Says Reb Chiya, Kad yitar kud shebrichu yamina dilei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu awakens kavayachol, his right hand, ismana moisa min alma. So then, this ceases death to be, ceases to be in the world. V'lo yitar hayamina, however HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not awaken his right hand, elo kad yitarun Yisrael biyamina de kud shebrichu. Unless Yisrael engage in the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Yisrael awaken this right side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of awakens his right hand, and therefore there's no more Misa in the world. Umay niyu, and how is it that Klal Yisrael could awaken the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we engage in the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Zayar HaKadosh here, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Umay niyu, Torah. The Chsiv Ba'at says concerning Torah in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, Miminoi Eish Das Lomai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his right hand brought this fiery Torah. Ba'ahu Zimna, at that moment when Klal Yisrael is engaged in Torah and Klal Yisrael is engaged in the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemin Hashem Oysa Choyel, and as the Pasuk there continues in Halel, Loi Omos Ki Echya. So based on this Zayar, Meshech Chochma explains the difference between Chaye Shah and Chaye Olam. He says the reason why Tefillah is called Chaye Shah is because Tefillah is all dependent on Zman, on time. There's Shachris, there's Mincha, there's Ma'ariv, we daven Erev, Avokim, it's Saharayim, we have Zmanim for Tefillah. Tefillah is something that if you miss the Zman, the Gemara in Bracha says in the beginning of the fourth Perek, if one's over Zmana, we say that's a mu'uvas lo yuchaliskun. That's something that can't be corrected anymore. Once the Zman of Tefillah is over, you can't correct that. You can't go back in time anymore because Tefillah is dependent on time. If one misses the time, it's too late. Not only is Tefillah dependent on time, but even all the brachas that we say, the Gemara in Brachas on Samach Amid Bey says that originally the way they were masak in the Birchas HaShachar was as soon as we wake up, Kishama Kol Tanagayla, when we hear the rooster's crow, we say Baruch Hashanah Salasach Vivina Lavri Meyim Veloyla. Person opens his eyes in the morning, he says Baruch Bekeach Ivrim. Person gets dressed, he says Mal B'Sharumin, and so on and so forth. The brachas really, when we do something, when we engage in something, when we feel that benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're in that time when we're being involved in those in actions, then we say the brachas. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, we lump them all together in the morning brachas and the Birchas HaShachar. But they're all dependent on things that are being done in the time of the day of when we hear the rooster, in the time of the day when we're getting dressed. That's what it's dependent on. That's tefillah, the totality of tefillah. That's why it's called Chaye Shah. It's Chaye Shah because we only engage in tefillah at certain times. When the time permits and when the time is appropriate, that's when we daven. That's Chaye Shah. And as well, tefillah, Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos says, tefillah is Chaye Shah because what are we davening for? For the most part, we're davening for things in this world. We're davening for Gashmias. As Rashi's words, l'refuah, l'shalom, l'mezaynais, we're davening for parnasa, we're davening for health, we're davening for peace. That is what tefillah is. Masha'enkin, on the other hand, what Torah is l'mayla min hazman. What that means l'mayla min hazman is there's no set time for learning. The Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua says, V'higisa ba yayimam v'layla. Day and night, a person should involve himself in Torah. Whether that's an obligation, or whether we're saying a minimum amount, a person has to be involved, at least once in the morning, once at night. But there is no time for it. Day and night is the time for Torah. There's no halacha that you miss the time for learning, you can't do it anymore. Learning is all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Is the Zman for Torah. There is no Zman for Torah. Torah is L'mayla min Zman. So this he explains, this is the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Smol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually Sefri he quotes in Parashas Hazinu, in Sefri and Hazinu, on the Pasuk in B'Shalach, V'amayim lehem choyma miminam u'mismaylam, that the water became a wall for Klal Yisrael during Kriyas Yamsuf, miminam u'mismaylam, Rashi is miminam zu teira, the Sefri says miminam zu teira u'mismaylam zu tefillah. So when Klal Yisrael engage in teira, they're engaging in the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we engage in the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have a different hanhaga. We have a hanhaga which is nisius. We have a hanhaga of supernatural hanhaga. Then we have the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we're engaged in the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Yamin Hashem Oysa Chayil and Loi Amus. Then there's no death. Because when we're dealing with things like L'mayla min Azman, L'mayla min Ateva, then there's Loi Amus, there's no Misa. In Gan Eden world, there's no Misa. When we're dealing with Chaye Shah, when we're dealing with the Smail, which we need in this world, so then we have to deal with Hanhaga of Olam Hazeh, Hanhaga of Teva. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, indeed, as the Gemara says, V'chaveirov, Gemara in Shabbos Yud Aleph, says, Tanya, Chaveirim Shayoyskim B'Teira, those who are in the middle of learning Teira, demafsikin l'kriya shma ve'masikin l'tfila. They don't stop to daven. People who are learning Teira don't stop to daven. The Gemara qualifies it right away. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Allah Yishonu, Allah Kigayim, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, V'chaveirov, Shateirosan, Umnosan. Elokugain. Oh no, people like us, that we stop for other things, we stop for tefillah too. But indeed, Reb Shimba Yechai was one who didn't stop for tefillah. Why? Because he held, if one can be engaged entirely and totally, all the time in Chaye Olam, it's something that will give eternal life, and something that is eternal life, something that is beyond this world, something that when one is engaged with it, the Hanhog of Teva cannot reign over him, cannot rule over him. There's no Misa in such a point. He says, how could you be maniach back? How could you be free of that? How could one leave that and be Eisi in Chayesha? And indeed, Rav Shimon Bechai was Teirasim Umnasim. That was his whole life was Teira, and therefore he didn't stop for Tefillah. And the Rambam passes like that. If someone who was at that level of Teirasim Umnasim would not stop for Tefillah. Because that's Chaye Olam versus Chayesha. So when he came out of the cave the first time, and he was on that level that everything should be Chaye Olam, and he felt that the whole world should be Chaye Olam, and everybody should be engaged only in Chaye Olam and not in Chaye Isha. So when he saw people involving themselves in something else, he couldn't take that, and wherever he laid his eyes, Nisraf Miyan Nisraf would be burnt up. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of pointed out to him, you see, you came out to destroy my world. You have to realize not everybody's on your level. Everyone can be Isaac and Chaye Olam all the time, as you are, the Teirasim Umnasim. And he went back to the cave to sort of resettle and regain his outlook into the world again. And when he came out, then he saw those who were being Isaac in the mitzvah of Shabbos. One way of explaining it is that, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that Yom Tov, Yom Tov Matoli in Zman, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim, and it could change based on the time of the Chodesh, based on the time when we see the moon. Yom Tov can vary when they'll be. Shabbos is set. Shabbos is Mekadesh V'Kayim, the Gemara says in Be'ah. Shabbos is set, that's Shabbos L'Hashem, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. Shabbos, the Gemara says, is Me'ein Olam Haba. So there he really saw sort of there are people who are so involved in this mitzvah of Shabbos. He saw that's already a sense of Chaye Olam. That's Me'ed Olam Haba. So he was satisfied, as the Gemara says, Yosef Datayim. The parasha starts off in B'chukai Se Teileichu. And the famous Rashi that says, what is B'chukai Se Teileichu? This can't be mitzvahs, because the mitzvahs, the pasuk says, Best mitzvah say tishmeru. So mitzvahs already are accounted for. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, keep my mitzvahs. So what did he meant by saying, in b'chukoy say you will walk in my chukim? Says Rashi, shetiyu amelam bateiru. And this is the bracha. The first parsha in parsha b'chukoy say, it's a short parsha. In b'chukoy say teleichu, then you will be zeichem v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam v'nasaretz yevula v'itzasadi ten piryoi. And will be zeicha to all the brachas, as the Rishonim point out, from Aleph to Tav. Im b'chukai se teleichu, v'elech eischem kei memius. Ends with Tav. Starts with Aleph and ends with Tav. The encompassing all the brachas. That's if what? That's imtiu amelam b'teira. Based on this whole understanding of sort of Reb Shimba Yechai's outlook of life, that if manich nechai olam, we understand why we'll be zeicha to all these brachas. We'll be zeicha if the Klal Yisrael is amelam b'teira, if Klal Yisrael is engaged in teira, the oisik in chai olam. If we're oisik in chai olam, we can expect v'nasadi gishmeichem itam. We can expect miracles to happen. We can expect to be dealt with a different anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Indeed, the Ramban over here in the Parshim Chavav Vav explains that the brachas here are talking about Limais HaMashiach. He understands that to be zeicha to all of these brachas, for all of Klal Yisrael to be zeicha to all of these brachas, it only be Limais HaMashiach. Because we're talking about a Anhoga Nisius, we're talking about a miraculous state, a state where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only deal with us in a Anhoga of Lamalam and Ateva, in an Anhoga of Chai Olam. He understands it's going on La'asad Lavi. So even though for all of Klal Yisrael, to be zeicha to all of the brachas in a lamalam and ateva way, to be zeicha to that, but the Torah was written for Olam Hazeh too. The Torah was specifically for Olam Hazeh. So the havtacha that will be zeicha to a bracha, if it's not in a in a way that can be played out for all of Klal Yisrael. It's not an Ahanoga that we do for all Klal Yisrael, but still for individuals, the bracha of Shetilu Amela Matera, which we connect with Chayi Olam, certainly can be true. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, is giving Avtocha, the Torah is giving Avtocha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could deal with a person then, Lamailam and Ateva. The my Rebbe Nim Shkiach Ramatashel said recently that when we were living in the times which are so uncertain and so insecure, how do we protect ourselves? How do we save ourselves? He didn't say it in a way sort of how do we save ourselves from Misa, but really this Zohar HaKadosh here is telling us the key to that, the secret to how we engage in a way of Loi Omus Ki Echya, is when we engage in Yumin Hashem Yisachol. When we tap on, when we are engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Yumin, when we awaken the Yumin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yumin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisachol and Lai Yomus. And how is that? That's what being Yisachol in Chai Olam. That's what the Parsha here is telling us. Shetiyah Amelam Atayra, then all the brachas come. These brachas are Lamailam and Azman. These brachas are Lamailam and Ateva. Because being Yisachol in Teira is Lamailam and Ateva. We have to zman ter luchud, zman tefila luchud, and that's how we are. Hanog is we have to set time for davening. We set time for derech eretz. Set time for parnosa. Those things we are Isaac in, and we can't live at the level of Shumba Yechai to only be Isaac in Chai Olam. So sometimes we have to be manich in Chai Olam. But at the time we are Isaac in Chai Olam, at least we should understand taket as shetiu amelam b'teira. These brachas are there for the someone who's Isaac in Teira. So the lessons of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which he taught us, that this is called Chai Olam, that we still have today. And the way the Meshech Chacham is explaining it, that's Chai Olam compared to Chai Yishah. So at times we're Isaac in Chai Yishah, at times we're Isaac in Tefillah, Parnas, and Derech Eretz. But at least in the times that we set aside to be Isaac in Teira, we should realize that those times should be cherished, that are the times that we are then engaged in the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we engage in the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we awaken the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemin HaShem HaYisachoyel. At those times, Lo Yomus Ki Echya. At those times, Wazeicha to the Brachas of Mechayset Eilechu. At those times, Wazeicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealing with us in Anhoga of Lamailam and Azman, Lamailam and Ateva. Again, Shabbos.